Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
And that right there is Dr. Dumi featuring Kuli Chana with "Here's the Greatest." Truly is the greatest and the only greatest. Brings us down to our next guest for this afternoon. If you have just joined us, I'm not going to lie to you, you've missed out on a lot. But you're still well in time for the next two, three speakers. So do stay tuned because we are broadcasting live from the G20 Educational Summit in White River in Mpumalanga. Now, our next speaker this afternoon is Mr. Warren Pover, who's Head of Strategic Partnerships at RCL Foods. So do not go anywhere because you are about to be empowered.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
Today I'm representing Do More Foundation as the CEO of the foundation, as well as representing business as an executive of RCL Foods. And for those of you who don't know, RCL Foods makes probably over 30 brands, Sunbaked Bread being one of them. People in Bushbuck Ridge will know that brand. Salati Sugar, our factories. Nola Mayonnaise, Yum Yum Peanut Butter, amongst many other big brands. 7 years ago, we founded the Do More Foundation because we realized that the work that we're starting to do, and in fact starting to do in this province, in Umkomasi, we realized that this work we needed to scale. And the only way we could scale it was to partner and collaborate, because we were not going to get more money out of RCL Foods, because like with Sasol, businesses contribute a percentage net profit after tax to corporate social investment, and that amount of money wasn't going to change. So 7 years ago, 100%, to give you an example, 7 years ago, 100% of what we spent in community came from RCL Foods. Today, 14% of what we spend in community comes from RCL Foods, even though their contributions increased over the last 7 years. What that's meant is that we could partner and scale our work across the country. As a foundation, we have deep work in Umkomasi and more recently in Bushbuck Ridge, where we implement an innovative model called the Everyone Gets to Play model. As the name suggests, the idea is that everyone needs to participate. And when I mean everyone, I mean including parents. I hope also during my presentation, I'm a very kind of grounded person, and I use practical examples, and I'll get to those. So we have an MOU with National Department of Education because they see this model as contributing importantly to the implementation of the district part of the 2030 ECD strategy that Kalula presented. The model calls on all stakeholders, including parents, to be part of the vision that children thrive. Mpumalanga Department of Education, Lucy, can be very proud that this Everyone Gets to Play model has been running for over 10 years in Mpumalanga and was designed and developed in Umkomasi and today is implemented in 6 provinces across our country. Today we cover 80% of children in Umkomasi. We partner, for instance, with Penreach in Umkomasi. Today, we're working in Bushbuck Ridge with over 3,500 children. And in fact, yesterday, I was part of a collaboration of food companies that provided food to families in Bushbuck Ridge who, as some of you would have read in Daily Maverick, where families, the children, are actually taking turns to eat. And so we have collaborated with a bunch of food companies to support those parents in that area. As part of our model, our foundation plays a backbone role, holding everyone and anyone that has anything to do with children to account. The model works from provincial level down through district and to communities where we engage with parents. The foundation aims to implement the nurturing care framework that many of you will understand and know. Some things the foundation offers itself. Others, we partner and collaborate. Parenting, and as per the nurturing care framework that talks to responsive caregiving, is one of what we describe our basket of services. And so now to dig into just the parenting programs that we run. We run an Eat, Love, Play, Talk parenting program that's offered and run at community level. But what we've also done is offering that to the corporates. Because, of course, corporates employ parents. And those parents live in those communities. The parenting program, Eat, Love, Play, Talk, takes simple nutrition messages, government nutrition messages, and makes those understandable for local context. We also run a Babonise campaign that takes what was a soccer tournament, a soccer cup, and we use that to engage parents, at least fathers, with regards to their role in supporting young children. We have a Read and Play at Home program that is run through the ECD centers. We capacitate the ECD centers to then engage parents at centers. We have partnered with community radio stations sharing parenting messages. The innovativeness, because this is what this topic is about, of the programs comes in how we deliver our programs. So play is part of our culture in terms of our own organization. Why? Because children learn through play. And so everything that we do it in a very engaging and playful way where people remember what's presented to them and what they discuss. The innovativeness comes in the way we partner and collaborate. Let's go one back. Our Read and Play at Home program, we partnered with Book Dash. Our Babonise campaign, which partners with the Salati Sugar brands, also partners with Umkomasi FM, partners with Track, which is the roads construction company. We partner with the Department of Culture, Sports and Culture, and the Umkomasi municipality. The innovativeness of our work in terms of the Babonise and taking soccer is that we took what was the Salati soccer tournament, and we used that opportunity to engage men in something that they love, but using it as an opportunity to talk about the critical role that they play in terms of engaging young children. And finally, our entire Everyone Gets to Play model that I showed you just now is innovative in itself. And parents are key to this model, as children don't exist in isolation. They exist within families, within households. And parents are critical to our children and their development. And for us, they are key stakeholders.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts. In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.